Hey guys, have you ever thought about starting your own podcast like I'm doing here? I used to have a radio show on the internet and I absolutely loved it. The downside was I had to pay to be the host. I had to pay a lot of money. I loved my show and I still had lots more to say. I just didn't want to pay so much to have conversations with you. That's when I found Anchor. I am so excited because Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, distributing, and monetizing my own podcast. Instead of me paying out a lot of money, I have the potential to get paid for using my voice and talking about what is important to me and hearing your stories. I love connecting with all of you, and Anchor has given my voice to you. So if you're ready to start your own podcast, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. Thanks for joining the Gay with God community. Namaste and welcome to Awakened Hearts. I'm your host, Midge Noble. It is my intention that you live a heart wide open, abundant, and joy-filled life. I believe that everyone is on earth to serve a sacred contract. I believe that we are all created to be compassionate, loving, and kind to ourselves and to all living souls. I believe that we can awaken our hearts and heal old wounds. I believe that we all have the power to transform our pain into our most authentic, spiritual, compassionate, and best selves. I believe we deserve to feel empowered, to speak up and set boundaries and be valued by those we love and respected by those we meet along our path. That is our journey here at Awakened Hearts, and you are welcome here. Welcome back, Bodhi Seekers, and I am so happy that you're here and that you're listening. I want to give a shout out to Cindy and Anson and so many others who are writing in and saying that they like the show. I appreciate you guys so much, and I appreciate the fact that there are compassionate people out there. So today's message from Awakened Hearts is all about bringing metta. And metta is a Sanskrit word that means loving kindness. So we want to bring metta into a world of meanness. And this was sparked mainly by the ongoing reports. And just know that I really don't watch the news. I try to stay away from a lot of ads on Facebook that go back and forth. I'm really trying to keep my soul as pure as possible and aligning myself up with just compassion and kindness. And so I try to stay away from things that I don't have any direct impact in. I only know that I have a direct impact on my choices and myself. But, you know, you can try to stay pure and you can try to stay away from all of the fray, but sound bites get to you and things pop up and it does catch my earthly attention. And I am so disappointed, I guess, in that there is so much meanness in the world right now. And I'm sure it's always been that way. I mean, I can remember my mama saying she wished that she was back when she was a child because, you know, things were kinder then. So I think we have continued to emerge at different levels of our lifetimes. And there's always something, you know, Beatle music was heretic, you know, back in the day. And we now have other artists and performers now that people raise an eyebrow to. So I know that there's never going to be a time where we all agree on everything. But to me, basic kindness, being able to listen to other people's opinions without shaming them and putting them down and only looking for a way to win. I think that can be improved. And it saddens me when our children are watching the adults be irresponsible with their emotions. Now, last week we talked about, you know, the compassionate generation or generation compassion. I do believe that the children coming up have a broader view of a lot of things. And that's a blessing and a curse. I mean, they're growing up far too early. I've got young kids that know way more than I do about topics than when I was their age. I mean, I said that incorrectly. So they know more about certain topics than I ever knew at their age, and even probably years after their age that they are now. I was quite sheltered. We didn't get out into the world much. We went to school and came home and, you know, watched some TV, but not a lot. And mainly we just played, you know, with our neighbor friends and with each other. So, these kids are just exposed to a lot, but because they are, they're acutely aware of all of the ugliness that's coming down from, you know, the leaders in this country, from you know, people in the community. They're acutely aware of it. And it really, really hurts my heart to see that there is still so much meanness in the world. So how do we bring this loving kindness into a world that really is just mean? For example, the other day we were riding down town, and we have like a little 4-lane road that goes into downtown. And we were actually first sitting at a, we were coming out of the Food Lion parking lot, and we were in line getting ready to turn left. And so we were in the lane, but a car whipped beside of us on the driver's side. So they were clearly in the other lane for anybody to turn into Food Lion and just, you know, took off from there. So they kind of came up beside of us, blocking us from being able to turn left. They turned left first and went down the road, and then we were able to get out. And it was like that person, whoever she was just only thinking about herself and thinking about what she wanted to do. And she didn't go down the road very far before she turned left and turned in front of someone else on the oncoming traffic to get into a parking lot that was either going to work out or go to shop at another store. Now, the compassionate side of me would say, my goodness, she's in such a rush. I hope everything's okay with her, and I hope that she doesn't die before she gets home. You know, the earthly part of me was like, how dare you, right? How dare you do that? That was dangerous. It was inconsiderate. And it was disrespectful. So, you know, I have the two brains that go from compassion to, you know, oh my, kind of irky thing. And I'm always in control of that and changing myself, you know, when I catch it. So I know that it's hard to always stay in a place of compassion and kindness. I too get fired up when, you know, children are abused and animals are abused and when they're neglected. And like today in North Carolina, it is such a bitter cold day where it's just rainy and low temperatures, which means it just feels so, so chilly and damp, and it just gets right through you. You know, things are going to happen, and I know things are going to happen, but we just have to be able to come from a deeper place. You know, we have to be able to know that if I'm putting my dog outside on a day like this and they have short hair and all they have is a box with maybe some cedar shavings, maybe not because they've kicked them out. I mean, it's just so sad to me. So I think, I don't know. I just don't understand where the consciousness is of people these days. I don't understand why caring about each other has lost its appeal. I don't know if it's based in fear that, you know, things are going to change and we just can't take the change if more of our brothers and sisters from other countries move in. I don't know exactly what it is. All I know is that I really believe that there is a way for us to change our consciousness, because evolving is what we do. You know, we've always evolved. We've always rolled with things and found a way to continue to live life. But these times right now just seem to be so much more volatile. And there have been so many more mass shootings in schools and synagogues and yoga studios. I guess was just overwhelmed with all of that this week, and with the wildfires. And when I heard disrespectful words coming from leaders saying, you know, that the forest rangers and the forestry department is not doing their job, you know, we can play the blame game all day long, but until we take personal responsibility for where our heart goes and where our brain goes, my mama used to say, because, you know, every once in a while we would like hear a new word and we would say it, and she would, you know, not allow us to say these words because they were bad words. And she always told us that, you know, if you put those words in your head, they are going to come out your mouth. So, you know, whatever we harbor in our hearts is what's going to come out. So we can't have loving kindness if we have rage, resentment, any kind of homophobia or, you know, prejudice. We can't have loving kindness because we harbor that negativity in our heart. So I teach kids that I work with, and I'll go to the lamp and I'll say, you know, when this light is on, that is like your inner light shining. You're loving and kind and compassionate and caring, and you're all in to make someone else's life better. But when you start having anger or prejudice or any other kind of negative emotion, and I'll turn the switch off, and I said, your heart light just went out. Because light and darkness cannot be in the same place at the same time in your heart. So either you're living a loving, compassionate, you know, purposeful life, or you have turned off that energy and you have created a dark energy. And it's really not about what's going on out there. So when that lady came up beside of us and cut us off and turned in front of us or went before us, my reaction to her is absolutely my responsibility. And whether or not I kept my inner loving kindness, metta, you know, awakened heart kind of energy inside of me, or whether I kicked that out and I went to a darker place, that's my responsibility. And that is an every minute job. Right? Because we can be in the best place. I can come out of meditation in the morning and feel absolutely full of kindness and joy and love for the entire universe. And then I can hear a sound bite that says that somebody's equal rights are going to be taken away. And I get fired up just that quickly. And I know it's because I'm taking it personal, but it is an every minute job. So if you've heard me talk about the four C's before, and if you haven't, I want to review that, because the first C is catch it. So I have to first be able to catch what it is that I'm doing, whether or not I'm catching myself being on track and feeling really good about where I'm at in my heart space and in my life, or I'm not. And I have to catch where I'm at. And that's catching not only my thoughts, as we've talked about before, my thoughts, my words, my feelings, and my actions. So I can't be in a heart-centered place and then all of a sudden recognize that I'm gossiping about someone, or I'm judging someone, or I'm putting someone down, or I'm alienating someone because of their sexual orientation or the color of their skin or their IQ. You know, I am in charge of whatever thoughts, even if it doesn't cross my lips, people, it still counts, right? We have to, as Bodhi seekers, that's an awakened heart. We are awakening our loving heart, and we have to be responsible for whether or not we're keeping love in there, or whether or not we're going along with the mass consciousness of alienating people and being the judge and jury and thinking that we are better than anybody else or that we have squatter's rights. That's the most squatter's rights. This is what I mean by that, that we all, not we all, I don't, but some, you know, there is a belief system that we are the United States. And therefore, if you're not from here, you don't belong here. Now, I know that somewhere down the line, somebody drew the lines, you know, put up fences, did all sorts of stuff. But if we are really saying that this is the earth and it was created by a higher consciousness, God, Great Spirit, whoever you call the person or essence that created all of this, that person didn't draw the lines. That person or energy did not create states and provinces and borders and lines and, you know, all that. That's not what happened. We did that to protect what we decided was ours. And then we have squatter's rights. It's probably gone too far now to be able to just clear all that. And we can just go and there's no borders and there's no, you know, signing in and passports and all that kind of stuff. I know that that's never going to happen. Although, you know, it could, because I believe in miracles, but it's not likely to happen. But there still can be a consciousness of loving kindness. There can still be an essence of being able to live here cooperatively and know that we're all not from here. Our people weren't from here. Nobody was really from here. You know, I mean, we all came from somewhere if we look back in our generational families. So very few people, you know, from generations back are probably actually from here. Now, you can quote me, but don't, because I don't know stuff like that, you know, probably purely, but I have a belief that we probably are all immigrants. So if that's true, and let's just suppose it is, because, you know, I'm saying it is the second. So let's say it's true. We have to remember that we don't have squatters' rights, really. We are blessed to have been welcomed here, and all of our ancestors weren't killed before they got off the boat. I mean, seriously, we really all have to take a bigger vision that we are all connected. And if we catch ourselves being disrespectful and alienating other people, we've turned our heart light off. Metta and loving kindness and compassionate living cannot happen when we have a place in our heart that says, I matter more than you. That is absolutely not true. No one matters more than anybody else. I don't care how much money you have or what job you do not matter more than anybody else on this planet. We are all equally taking a journey of finding our highest and best self. That's it. We are on this planet to find our highest and best self and to raise our consciousness level and fulfill that purpose in how we serve others, however we serve others. So we need to be really careful. And if we can catch those thoughts and words and feelings and actions and challenge it, so we catch it, we challenge it. And by that, I mean that we have to be able to decide, where do we want to spend our heart space time? Do I want to live in the darkness? Do I want to keep all of this, you know, going in a place of negativity? Or am I going to choose to have loving kindness and accept the fact that everybody has a different way? Now, I do accept the fact that everybody has a different way, but it hurts my heart that a whole mass of people have chosen to follow a person who doesn't have metta in any shape or form. I just cannot understand how anyone can decide that, you know, certain rights won't be respected, that every utterance is blaming or shaming another person. So even though we have a leader that I can't change, I will not and cannot, in good faith, in my metta heart, agree with what's happening. I can continue to raise my consciousness and see this person as, you know, a part of the bigger picture and understand that I am connected to this person, you know, because we're all here in the same earth. But I cannot follow hate. I cannot follow and agree with taking away people's rights. You know, I said on Facebook this morning that, you know, we all collectively, you know, really are kind and will do things for other people. And collectively, I know there are some people that are not in the same space, but collectively, I think that we all care about little fur babies, you know, that, you know, we go, ah, and we care if we see an animal being abused, but then we don't always think about when we're leaving our fur baby out in the backyard in a box, shivering and cold, and we've neglected them since we got them as a tiny little puppy at Christmas time. We don't see that as the same thing. But I also believe that we also care about children. You know, collectively, we care about children, and we don't want to see them, you know, showing up on an Amber Alert. We don't want to see them being sexually abused or physically abused. But yet, how often do we sometimes cut, you know, people down with our words, which is just as painful and devastating, and sometimes even worse because people don't see those wounds. You know, when we don't bring metta and loving kindness and compassion to the children that we raise, that forever shapes their world, forever. And so, you know, we have to challenge what heart space we want, because I know that there's a lot of good people out there, and I'm surrounding myself with all of these good people. But we also need to recognize that when there is a wrong that needs to be righted, we can't be tunnel visioned. We can't say, well, you know, it only has to be this way. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. We don't have to follow someone who has hate in their mouth and hate in their actions. There has to be a change in our understanding that we can't be in just one camp of thought. We have to look at where the actions are of a person. Because I'll say all the time, you can talk a good talk, or you can rally people and make it sound like you're going to make things great. But if your actions are tearing someone down, belittling them, shaming them, alienating them, taking away their rights, then you're not walking your talk. You're saying what you want people to hear, or you're getting them fired up and all militant, but you are not in metta. You can't be, because a metta heart would not do that. So even though I have to allow people to be on the path that they're choosing to be on for themselves, I don't have to get on that path. And I think that's what brought this all up today, is that I can't for the life of me figure out how people who I know are loving people and have done great things in their community, and when you look at how they live their life in most situations, stellar things that they do, and yet they still follow a hate monger, a person who is spewing hate and dissension and division. I'm working this out with you people. I would love to have your comments. And please, if you download the Anchor app to be able to mobile app so that you can make comments, I would love to hear from you. You can message me in that app, and I would love to hear from you. I really would, because I would like to be able to know, you know, am I the only one out there that thinks that we could raise our consciousness more than what we are? I really believe that we can, and I would certainly hope that we would. So if there is anybody out there that has an idea of what I'm talking about, please give me a shout out. So we want to catch it. We want those thoughts and words and feelings and actions. We need to challenge our own heart and figure out where are we at in our thoughts and words and feelings and actions. And then we need to make a commitment to change it. The only way to bring loving kindness into a world of meanness is that we have to be one of the change agents. It is not going to be anybody else but us. And all of us together will be a powerful movement. You know, if we all decided to energetically hold hands, to stand tall, to be brave, and to say, no more hate, no more division. And it really doesn't matter whether your favorite color is blue or red. We have got to start voting in people who are going to align with Meta. I would love for people who are just completely immersed in loving kindness to be able to get our vote. Because if you live from a conscious state of being and you are all about, you know, being there for other people, this world would change. This world would change. And don't think that a person in Meta is not going to make a decision to protect themselves or to, I mean, there are some groups that would never fight back, never, ever, ever fight back, ever. And I don't want to fight back ever. However, I do know that there probably would be a part of my earthly soul that would fight back if one of my dogs were being, you know, threatened, if my wife was being threatened. I mean, I can't say that I wouldn't. So I can't call myself a pacifist totally, but I would love to continue to be as close to that as possible for myself. So we have to be part of the change. We have to, or nothing is going to change if we don't collectively do it. And then we need to claim it. What claim it means is that we walk the talk. We don't just say it. We don't just say it on Sunday mornings. We don't just say it when somebody's interviewing us. We don't just say it, you know, when we're wanting to look good in front of an employer who's wanting to hire us. We have to claim it in our everyday life, every moment that we are in charge of. We have to claim it. We walk our talk. And that's just, I mean, when you go back to everybody, you know, raising their Bible and telling us all how to live, the golden rule is claiming it. That's what that is. If that's the faith that you follow, the golden rule is to treat others the way you want to be treated. So tell me, if you were being victimized here, if you were being threatened and your children were threatened, I have had people in my office tell me that if this abusive person comes after them, they will go underground and they will hide. Of course you would. You're not going to sit there and let somebody kill your child. So if we would ever just kind of step back and walk in someone else's shoes and see how, and really, really challenge ourselves to see, how would I respond? Can I fault this person? Can I understand where they're coming from? Even if technically they're breaking a law, would you do it? Would you break the law to save your child? I can't imagine that you wouldn't, because love goes deeper than law. I'm not saying break the law. Now, don't go out there telling people telling you to break the law, but I just want us to come to a place of understanding. I want us to know in our hearts that we can do better. And everything that's going on because people are shutting down their heart and just following the masses. That's never worked out well for us. It has never worked out well for us to just go along and follow the masses. We have got to engage our loving heart. We really have to, or we're not going to make it. You know, we're just not going to make it. So I do believe it's possible. I wouldn't be in this business if I didn't. And I'm just all fired up. I'm just all fired up because I cannot tolerate anymore the darkness that comes from the leaders in this country. And I would never run for office. That's not how I'm going to change the world. Because I don't understand politics at all. And I know that I would not be good at it at all. And so I'm not going to run. And I don't feel that that's where my intelligence quotient is. But I do know that as a voter and as a citizen, and as a light worker and an awakened heart conscious person, I can't go with the masses unless the masses are actually rallying around a Meta loving kindness kind of approach. So I can't control what anybody else says or does, but I wanted to awaken your heart a little bit today and just have you sit in silence for a little bit and figure out, are you aligned with the ugliness in the world? Are you aligned with how children and gay people and different races are treated? Are you okay with some of the decisions that are being made? Be brave enough to challenge not only yourself, but to speak up in areas where you can see something wrong happening, and you don't have to back down about that. You don't have to go along. So I hope that you will awaken your heart today and just take a good look at where are you living from in your heart space. Is your light on or is it off? And if it's off, can you lean into changing something that's going to make that light start to flicker, and then continue to challenge and change yourself until that light that's flickering is burning brightly and has a voice that is committed to kindness? And then claim it. Don't shy away from it. Bring metta into the world of darkness. We can do it. Collectively, we can do it. But whether collectively anybody else joins me, my light is going to burn as brightly as it can, as often as it can, because that's who I choose to be. So stand with me. Stand with me in the light and challenge whatever you need to challenge in order to be able to say, I lead with love. This is my path. I'm leading with love, and I choose to have metta in my heart. So please message me and let me know how you're feeling about the show or any shows that you want to have coming down the pike. And as always, know that my heart is open and I collect you inside of that. Have an absolutely wonderful day. Namaste.